We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's TPXY and 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And again, so excited to be part of the 13 Wham News Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive again this year. Mm-hmm. Kicked things off yesterday at Eastview Mall. Thanking everyone who popped out and brought their new unwrapped toy.
It was very fun. Very, very fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. And it's an amazing event. Again, trying to get 20,000 toys. They're set up right now, already out at Greasetown Hall. Again, make it as easy as possible for everyone. So, you know, we were in East Side yesterday at Eastview Mall. West Side now.
Today.
Yeah, Greasetown Hall.
Going to be downtown tomorrow.
We're going to be in Henrietta tomorrow.
Oh, Henrietta. Okay, okay.
We're going to be actually at the 13 Wham parking lot. We're going to have an interesting event going on tomorrow.
Oh, parking lot.
Because
like
we're going to be filling up a truck of toys.
Oh, yeah.
A little truck of toys.
So you can just like drive up and toss the president in there.
You can stay warm in your car.
Yeah.
And just drive by and just, you know, pass off that toy. And there you go.
Kind of like a fast food worker situation. I just come up to the window, grab the toy.
Exactly.
And then put it in the truck. Perfect.
Exactly. So, yes, this is an incredible event. Again, it helps so many kids in our community. Again, not just during the holidays, but all throughout the year. We'll be checking in with Gary the Happy Pirate a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. But, Breeze, we have to talk about this because we need to get the word out that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
It is sad. It's a very devastating blow. Not only for our community, everyone who's helping, just in mankind in general.
Yeah,
but honestly.
This is one of these stories that kind of makes you lose hope in humanity a little bit. So when we got to Eastview Mall yesterday, we met with Rebecca LeClaire,
who we were so excited to see. We hadn't seen her since last Pirate Toy Fun.
And she's incredible. A big part of what makes the Pirate Toy Fun go. And she told us a story, a very unfortunate story, that on Sunday around 10:15... some people apparently came into Eastview Mall and stole 4 bags of toys from the donation box.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking hundreds of toys.
Yeah.
So Rebecca was saying for each like garbage bag, because you know they go and empty the toy box all the time to bring back to their warehouse.
Right.
Each bag of toys is like 50 toys. So mm-hmm. like 4 bags, doing the math in my head, a couple hundred toys right there.
Yeah.
Again, before day one even started, people were nice enough to get the ball rolling early on this thing. Again, trying to get to 20,000 toys, and there's people coming in that stole it, and it seems like it was premeditated.
It's awful. It's awful because it was just a little before the mall even opened, actually.
Yeah. It seems like they probably scoped it out, saw, here's a big toy box. Let's come back tomorrow and get this. And here's the worst part. It was a family.
Yeah. With like a child.
2 adults, and it looks like from the video surveillance, a child
under 10
or under. Yeah. And the only reason that we know this happened is because of a man named Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Joel, I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher his last name, Hotteling, and his wife Pam. They're from Shortsville. And they were actually doing a little mall walking. On Sunday morning when they saw this happen. And this is the words from Joel himself. Rebecca LeClaire talked to him yesterday at our DCU Mall.
So tell us what you saw.
Wife and I were walking through the mall, and we noticed 3 people, a small boy and 2 adults, removing toys from the box. They had 3 or 4 bags, and they went out, put it in their Grand Cherokee, and took off.
So what was going through your mind?
Well, I didn't know whether to approach him. I thought maybe they were from the toy fund. But when I noticed the out-of-state plate, that's when I turned it into the security guard.
And what did they think about this?
They took the information and the plate number, and hopefully they find the people that did this, because totally wrong.
I mean, totally wrong is an understatement.
Yeah.
You're stealing toys from kids who are underprivileged, who are sick, who have been going through traumatic experiences.
Right.
It's completely and utterly...
It's gut-wrenching. It really is.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It truly is. And it's just sad. But I do need to credit Joel and his wife.
Right. Okay.
So that's what tipped him off to... I don't think it's from people from the toy fund.
Because Joel put in such a compromising situation because... I mean, obviously he wants to stop these thieves.
Right.
But he doesn't know if they're armed, if they're dangerous.
You have no idea. Sure,
he has
totally,
no clue.
Totally get that for not confronting them. But alerting security. And again, no fault to the malls because all the time they come in to clear out the box to bring it back to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. So it's not out of the ordinary for this to happen. However, it is not ordinary for this to happen when it's not people from the Pirate Toy Fund taking these toys and stealing them. She showed us the picture. They could barely get in their car. Because it was stuffed so full of toys. Like, real-life Grinches are amongst us.
Yeah.
So that really made me angry yesterday.
And
it should make you angry, too, because, again, these are supposed to go to children in our community.
Yeah,
right?
Like, we pride ourselves. The biggest part about this toy fund is it does so much good, and it stays right here in Rochester.
Absolutely. But, you know, to bring it back around and maybe give you a little hope, because... If you're hearing the story and you're not angry, I don't know what, I can't do anything for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming most people probably are hearing this. To bring it back around to a little positive, though, again, Joel was so moved by this that he went and he and his wife bought 2 big bags of toys from Target and brought them and donated them.
That's really sweet.
So while that certainly doesn't replace the hundreds that were stolen by whoever these people are, and by the way, authorities have been notified, the Ontario County Sheriffs are investigating, trying to find these people, and hopefully they do. Because these people need to be brought to justice.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't replace what they took, but still, the sentiment is there, and I thought it was a really nice gesture.
That is very sweet.
But it only amps up our efforts here.
It really does. So we need more help than ever before because of this awful circumstance, truly.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to 20,000 toys here, Corey, by Saturday.
Right. Again, these are for children in our community who... might not get anything for the holidays and again throughout the year, mm-hmm. when these toys are being used.
So I'm glad that we are a part of this. It's
sure.
amazing.
Well, I mean, it's great to be part of it, but we need you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the key. You are who will help us get to this 20,000 toy goal. And again, they're set up right now at Greasetown Hall. They're going to be out there today. And then tomorrow we're going to be out at the 13 Went parking lot again, trying to fill up that truck. Bill Gray's Iceplex on Thursday, going to Aquinas Institute on Friday.
And Wegmans
Exceed Financial in Pittsford on Friday.
And Wegman location all around Rochester.
Yeah, and then on Saturday's the grand finale, if you will, at Strong Museum. But yes, that's right, Breeze.
Yeah, Wegmans. So if you're out doing your grocery shopping and you see the little toy fun thing.
Don't take from it. Put stuff
no,
in.
Please don't. Please don't.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, I think we can do it. I'm very hopeful that we can hit 20,000 toys.
Look, I mean, people say all the time how giving of a community Rochester is, especially in times of need like this. And, mm-hmm. you know, look, yesterday was day one. We had a couple hundred toys stolen. Yeah. Off to a hot start. So we need you more than ever before. You can find out more. You can actually learn how to donate online as well up at piratetoyfund.org.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.